And so we begin Rezat Hashem, around 10 minutes a day, we look in the Sefer Orchot Yosher of Rav Chaim Kanievsky.
Right.
Shalita.
Shem
Yarich Yamav. Yes, for now. Yes, Rezat Hashem. I'm just going to read the Hakdama very quickly. Amu Chazal Arba'a Tzrichim Chizuk Ve'elu Hen Torah U'Ma'asim Tovim Tfila V'Derech Eretz. The Gemara in Masechet Brachot Daf Lamed Bet Amud Bet. In the art scroll Orchot Yosher, they printed the introduction in English, not the Hebrew. So I'm going to read the Hebrew, all right? And you check out if I'm explaining okay or not. It's on page XV. Amu Chazal, Chazal say in the Gemara in Brachot Lamed Bet, four things require strengthening of oneself. Chizuk, person has to work hard to excel in four things: Torah, Ma'asim Tovim, good deeds, Tefillah, prayer, and Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz, he's going to bring Rashi, but I think Rashi in Masechet Brachot explains Derech Eretz is going to work, is working for a living, that also Tzrichim Chizuk. Pirish Rashi, Tzrichim Chizuk, Sheitchazek Bahem Tamid, Ubechol Kocho, that a person should constantly strive to strengthen himself. There are going to be ups and downs. So every day it's a new struggle with these four things. A person was mechazek himself one day in tefillah. That doesn't guarantee that the next day he's going to excel in tefillah. He has to be mechazek himself again. Ukvar asu kol gdolei Yisrael sifrei musar lechazek bahem et harabim. And gdolei Yisrael throughout the generations wrote beautiful and wonderful inspirational sifrei musar to give us chizuk. Omnam lefi shebechol dor vador yesh nisyonot acherim, but because every generation we have new nisyonot, new difficulties, new trials, yesh tzorech bechol pa'am lichtov, there is a need in every generation to write more and to be mechazek people more. Lefi tzorech hador, in accordance with the need of the generation, ulefi shiraiti bedorenu rabim ba'im veshoalim lefi hasibot vanisyonot sheyesh bedorenu, and because I see all the questions that come up in our times of all kinds of causes and nisyonot that we have, amarti lelaket ktzat mimaamarei chazal. What he does in this sefer simply is to collect maamarei chazal. He hardly says things on his own here. It's basically collecting from Shas Bavli, Yerushalmi, Midrash Rabba, Tanchuma, Tosefta, everything from Chazal about each and every topic that he writes here. Lechizuk ha'emuna v'irat shamayim v'torah u'tfila u'midot tovot. Ve'af she'eni ra'ui lomar musar le'acherim, even though I am not worth it to give musar to others, he says, kvar amu Chazal, keshot atzmecha ve'achar kach keshot acherim. As the Gemara says in Bamitziah Kuvzayin, a person should be mikashet, he should decorate himself before he goes on to decorate other people. Which means, be somebody first before you tell other people what to do. Mikol makom, still, kevan she'en kan misheli. He says, there's nothing here that is my own. Rak likut orot midivrei Chazal. I just collected sparks of light from the words of Chazal. Uleshon chachamim marpe. That's a pasuk in Mishle. The language of Chachamim is healing, the words of Chachamim. Ve'amru, Chazal sayin, Bamidbar Rabba, Perek Yudalet, Hakol mesayin lemlechet shamayim. Everybody could give a hand to help when it comes to melechet shamayim. Ve'al tistakel be'omro, ela be'ma she'ne'emar bo. Don't look at the one who tells it to you, look at what he is telling you. This is what he is saying, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Don't look at me. Look at what I'm giving you, what I'm conveying to you from Chazal. Yiratzon shehe le'toelet ulezakot et harabim. It should be a toelet and a merit for everyone. Umigod ezachel le'achrine zachinam milenashe. He says, maybe with the zechut that other people will be inspired, maybe I too will be inspired to change, he says. Yiratzon shenizkeh l'tshuva shlema ulezakot et hatzibur ve'li'gula kirova b'mehrav yamenu. Amen. So he begins in Aleph, in the first chapter, Emet, to speak about the Midah of truth. Emet. Kama ifligu Chazal b'midat ha'emet. Chazal spoke a lot about the Midah of speaking the truth. אמרו, הגמרא אין שבת נונה עמוד א', חותמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא אמת. חותם of Hashem, the seal of Hashem is the truth. In this week's parasha, the past parasha, parashat Shemot, הקדוש ברוך הוא introduced himself to us with the name Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh. If you take Ehyeh, it's Gematria 21. Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh, Rabbi Yaakov Abu Chatzira, זכותו תגן עלינו, says, 21 times 21, Ehyeh times 21 is 441. 441 is the Gematria Emet. And he has a whole thing on that, I won't get into it, but Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh, Chotamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emet, is the truth. Hashem Elokechem, Emet, we say at the end of Kriyat Shema. Ve'amru, did you raise your hand, Ariel?
I did like a quick question. Like,
sure, sure.
In regards to quoting
Yes, yes. When you're learning, even if you're saying a half a pasuk, halachically you're allowed. I normally don't say Hashem's name of Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, but what I just said is fine. What is that? We're not. Sfaradim are not noheg to say Shakai and Ekiyeh and all that. We don't. We're only careful with Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. The rest, if you quote a pasuk, it's okay. Very good question. Ve'amru, and Chazal say in Tana Develiyahu Zuta, Hakol bara Hakadosh Baruch Hu chutz mimidat hasheker umidat ha'avla, not ola, ha'avla, shelo bara velo asa otam Hakadosh Baruch Hu. This statement needs study, but that's not what we're doing here. We're just reading the statements. Everything Hakadosh Baruch Hu created, except the midah of sheker and the midah of avla, of wrongdoing, of cheating people. This is not something that Hashem created. That needs a study, exactly what that means. Shelo bara velo asa otam Hashem. Ve'akavana, and here he gives in parentheses, a pirush, dekol amidot haraot, yesh bahem lifamim tzorech. What Chazal means to say here is that all the bad midot, there, from time to time, there can be a constructive use. Let's say the midah of ka'as. Ka'as is necessary sometimes. All the bad midot, even ga'ava, sometimes ga'ava is necessary, right? Aval midat ha-sheker, im b'nei adam lo ayu chot'im, en b'ze shum tzorach. Now, you might ask a question, sometimes mutar lishanot mipnei ha-shalom, maybe he'll get to that later. If I remember correctly, I learned this sefer a very long time ago, I think he'll get to that. Yeah, but if you notice, that gemara does not say in three cases mutar lishaker, it says mutar lishanot. And that's a key word. Leshanot means to change. If you look in the Ben Ish Chaim Ben Yoyadan, that Gemara in Bamitzia, he says that's important, that they said leshanot, not leshaker. You try to, you know, that there's a difference there. But sheker kesheleatzmo, sheker mamash, he's giving a pirush here that has no toelet. There's what to talk about, definitely. And if it wasn't for the fact that we sinned, there wouldn't be any need. Maybe the fact that it is needed sometimes is only because of chet. So that's what's called Hashem did not create it. Im adam oseh et atzmo tzadik uledaber emet or uledvar emet mosrim lo malach shemitnaheg imo bederech tzadikim umedaber emet veim oseh adam et atzmo rasha ולקחש ולדבר שקר מוסרים לו מלאך שמתנהג עמו בדרך רשעים ומקחש ומשקר. It's a continuation of the statement from Tana Develiyahu that if a person works on himself to become righteous and virtuous, he's a tzaddik, and to always speak the truth, Hashem sends for him always a malach that behaves with him in the way of tzaddikim and speaks the truth. And the opposite, והדובר אמת נזהר מכל העבירות. Another thing, one who speaks the truth is more careful in averot. Kedeita b'midrash me'ah shiloach, as it says in the midrash. This is not the sefer me'ah shiloach of the Ishbitzer, but it's a midrash. Ve'ze leshono kol adover emet eno nichshal le'olam. One who speaks the truth does not stumble ever. U'maase ira b'yamim arishonim haya bachur mi'bnei ha'etanim u'minaruto achar shirut libo halach. He's telling us a story in the olden days. It happened once. There was a young man who, in his youth, he went after his desires. Halach b'ta'avato. He went after his lust. Vahi ayom ve'echel ruach Hashem lefa'amo. And one day he stopped. spoke with himself. He felt that Hashem is talking to him. I have to stop. I can't continue life this way. So obviously this story happens in the time of the Tanaim. He went and he threw himself in front of the great Tana, Rabbi Shimon ben Shatach. ואמר לרבי, רבי, אנוש כאבי, מעקב סביבי, my pain is great. אמרתי, אני בליבי לשוב, I want to do teshuva. ויען ויאמר לו, רבי שמעון בן שטח told him, בני, בני, אל תבק, my son, don't cry. בדבר קל אמצא תרופה למכתך ותעלה למחלתך. I have a small piece of advice with which you can find a cure for yourself. אך ישמר בני מן הכזב בכל ענייניך. But on condition, always be careful never to lie. ולא תיכשל, and you won't stumble. ונפשך מכל צרה תנצל, and you will save yourself from trouble. So I have some advice for you, but it's on condition you don't lie. Remember this. ויאמר לו, he told him, דבר קטן הוא, הקיימנה, that I could do, it's a small thing. ויאמר לו, ישווה עלי, swear, he told him, וישווה, וילך לאהלו, he went home. והיא היום הלכה לבית המרחץ שכנתו וגברה עליו תאוותו. His neighbor went to the bathhouse, so she vacated the house, and now he has this urge to go into the house and to rob. וגנב כל אשר איתה בביתה כלי כסף וכלי זהב ולא השאירו לילות. He went into her house, he took everything. He stole everything. ובצאתו אמר בליבו, אם תשוב השכנה ותצעק על נכסיה ועל מעונה, מה השיבנה? He's thinking to his heart right now. He says, if she's going to come back and she's going to scream about everything that she lost and about her home that was robbed, what am I going to answer? אם אומר זך אני בלי פשע, if I'm going to say I'm innocent, הרי אני מחזב ומשקר בתשובתי והיה שבועתי. So then I'm lying. So where is my שבועה that I swore to the Rav? אז השיב כל מה שלקח, and he put everything back. והבין חוכמת שמעון בן שטח, and he understood the wisdom of שמעון בן שטח. וכתבו בשם הגאון חידה, it is brought down in the name of the חידה, עליו השלום, שארית ישראל לא יעשו עוולה, וממילא לא יצטרכו לדבר כזב, לתרץ העוולה. שארית ישראל לא יעשו עוולה, because Sherit Israel, those who are from Am Israel, they're not going to do anything that is avla, anything that is wrong. And then the continuation of the pasuk is ve'lo yedaberu sheker. Sherit Israel lo yasu avla, and they won't speak sheker. So he says the connection between the first part of the pasuk and the second part is mimela lo yitzterchu ledaber kazav letaretz avla, because they won't do anything that is wrong, they won't have to be medaber sheker medaber kazav in order to excuse what they did. Yes. Avla is wrongdoing. It's cheating. She'erit Yisrael lo yasu avla velo yedaberu kazav. That's the continuation of the pasuk. Velo yedaberu kazav. So the Chida says, if you're lo yasu avla, they won't have to be medaber kazav. They won't have to lie. So that's a few ma'amarim in regards to the Midah of Emet.